Call the February 18th Plan Commission to order. Mr. Eddy, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Here.
Excused.
Mr. Haley?
Here.
Engineer Morrow is excused. Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Commissioner Leon?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hi, Eddy. Okay, first, we did roll call. First item on the agenda is approval of the regular meeting minutes of February 4th. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
That's an affirmative. Motion carries. We have no public hearings or tonight. We move on to business matters. Item one is the Shops at Wyndham Village, a land division and certified survey map. Mr. Eddy.
Yes. The property is this. It's this goofy looking property, roughly 22 acres, a little under 20, right around 22 acres.
You mean unusually shaped?
Yes. Sorry, unusually shaped. It's what's left of the Shops at Wyndham after you take out Target and a couple other properties, and that's basically it. That's lot one of the existing property owned by Franklin Wyndham LLC. That's the proposal as it includes all the buildings on it. Lot one is the area that's shaped around everything. This one's slightly confusing, probably because there's all this additional information shown on the plan. But lot two is the pick and save lot, and the mayor is showing the overall property. Lot two is the area that's around the pick and save property and including the 220 parking spaces that are associated with that building. The applicants are simply asking to create a lot two out of the existing lot one. And it's, as I mentioned, it's a little confusing on this design. I'll do a slightly cleaner version, which just shows the property lines. As you can tell, this is the third lot two. Two other CSMs that are incorporated. Lot two of CSM 8000 is the Target property that was created first. And then lot two of the other one located up near Drexel, that's a property that's still to be developed. It's currently being used as snow storage. And the current lot two is the part that is in the subject application at this point. That's about 4.25 acres, more or less. The property itself has floating cross-access easements across everything. This is the subject of the land division variance. The property, the requested lot, has no road frontage. It has cross-access easements to manage access to the property, but it is not proposed to have any road frontage in and of itself. As you can tell by the design of the property itself, if I go back here, you can tell that there's really not an opportunity to provide an access to the roadway effectively, and certainly not anything wide enough that would classify as 60 feet. So the applicants are simply requesting to be able to do that lot, they create that lot. And since it does have cross access all the way around, it's not landlocked by definition. It's got entitled to access anywhere going west or north. So the applicants are requesting that variance, which is basically a waiver of the requirement. Staff supports that waiver, and therefore we also support this application. Brian Randall, representing Franklin Wyndham, is also here if you would like to hear from him.
Excellent. Let's just kind of uncomplicate or less complicate this. Mm-hmm. There will be essentially four parcels that are not part of this, which is Target, which is this parcel, right?
Yep.
And it cuts down right the middle of the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Then there will be this parcel, which is the empty parcel.
Yep.
Then there'll be the Summit Bank.
Yep.
And the Learning Experience.
That's correct.
So all the rest of it, except those properties, will be in the certified survey map. Mm-hmm. And they have a roadway here that connects all the parcels with shared access.
That's right.
Staff recommends approval.
That's right.
Questions from the commission? Any questions from the commission? Mr. City Attorney.
Just with regard to the land division variance, the Unified Development Ordinance does provide that it requires a majority vote of the full membership, which is akin to four votes, which is basically the standard required vote on.
And we do have four regular plan commission members, so the mayor does not, well, may not, depends on the vote, may not vote or may. Alderman Dandridge.
Then I'll make a motion on the land division variance, a motion to approve a resolution conditionally approving a land division variance for a two-lot certified survey map being a redivision of lot one of certified survey map number 8567, being a redivision of lot one of certified survey map number 8000, comma, parcel one of certified survey map number 5762, certified survey map number 377, and lands in the southwest one quarter and the northwest one quarter of the southeast one quarter of section 8, township 5 north, range 21 east in the city of Franklin, Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, parentheses at 7700-7780 South Lovers Lane Road.
Second.
Discussion of that motion. On the land division variance, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries, does not require the mayor to break the tie. Four ayes, no noes, three absent, no abstentions.
Then I'd like
Then
I'd like to make a motion on the certified survey map, a motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a two-lot certified survey map being a redivision of lot one of certified survey map number 8567, being a redivision of lot one of certified survey map number 8000, parcel one of certified survey map number 5762, certified survey map number 377, and lands in the southwest one quarter and the northwest one quarter of the southeast one quarter of section 8, township 5 north, range 21 east in the city of Franklin, Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, parentheses at 7700-7780 South Lovers Lane Road.
Second.
Discussion of that motion. Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Just to comment on this, I appreciate the staff's work and effort on this and the flexibility they've offered the applicant and to the commission for your positive vote. This is another one of those examples that the city of Franklin works with their community and with their business partners to do what makes common sense. Commissioner Leone.
Just one question for Mr. Eddy. Will we be seeing this at the VZBA next month?
No.
No, okay, thank you.
Yeah, the land division variance is done by the planning commission.
Okay.
Next item is item two, City of Franklin COVID virus vaccination clinic at the Milwaukee County Sports Complex. It's a temporary use application. And before I turn it over to Mr. Eddy, thank you, Mr. Randall. This is another one of those things that, as the manager of the city, I have no clue why this has to be in front of the Plan Commission. As we go forward in the future with the UDO update or rewrite, my instructions to Mr. Eddy was to make things like this be staff review and approval. So with that, Mr. Eddy.
Yes, the City of Franklin Health Department has filed this application to host a COVID-19 vaccine clinic at the Milwaukee County Sports Complex. This is specifically listed in our listing, therefore requires Plan Commission review and approval. Proposed vaccine clinic is a joint effort between the health departments of the City of Franklin, City of Greenfield, Village of Greendale, and the Village of Hales Corners. Clinic hours will be between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. up to 3 days a week. Specific dates have not been proposed yet, but they are working on them. Instead, the dates of the clinic depend on completion of approvals and be based on when clinic organizers receive enough vaccine to stand up clinic at this size. They target this for hopefully operations starting in mid-March. Run through the summer of 2021. The Planning Department recommends temporary use approval expiring on the end of the year. The clinic anticipates attendance of approximately 500 to 600 participants per day at maximum levels at scheduled times. If a greater volume of vaccine becomes available, there will be a maximum capacity of up to 2,000 participants. The property basically operates with this kind of organizational design system. Courtney Day of the Health Department is also here to provide any comments or any specifics that I'm obviously going to miss. Appointments will be spaced out over each day to moderate the flow of traffic and prevent wait times. It has a large parking lot. Overflow parking is available. There shouldn't be a traffic issue with this design. The applicant is coordinating with Milwaukee County to organize the clinic and will work with the county sheriff's office to facilitate traffic control should the need arise. In addition to traffic management, police department has requested information about the coordination of security. Due to multiple jurisdictions, communities present, and location of Milwaukee County property, I would like clarification on which organization is going to be responsible. However, the inspection service department will need to conduct an inspection after the clinic has been set up just for building code purposes. And we're recommending approval. This is the interior of the building, by the way. This is how it would work. You come in, do your vaccine stations, and then the observation area. If you've had one of these and you know that that's what happens, they give you a shot, and then they have you sit to make sure you don't have some kind of allergic reaction to the shot, and then you clear and you...
What are you looking at me for?
Exit the premises.
I'm the old guy in the group.
I'm older than
you. Hogan. I'm the old guy in the group.
Staff are obviously recommending approval of this. If you have any questions, Courtney's here for any other additional or specific comments you have about the operation itself.
Okay, the health officer's here, assisted by the junior health officer. Commissioner Young.
No questions. Wanted to pass along a comment to you and your staff. I was fortunate yesterday to be able to participate in some of what happened over in the community room, and many comments from those coming through yesterday. I think it was 160 was the number, about how efficiently it was run and how smooth it was for those residents who, there were several in their 90s. So I think that this packet and what's shown on the screen is an example of the planning that went into that. And we're fortunate to have you and your staff planning this sort of thing. So that thanks is not just for me, but from people who have already participated and received vaccinations. So thank you.
I appreciate your compliment for the health department staff. This is one of the things that public health offices and departments do. They do mass vaccines. The state of Wisconsin Department of Health Services does not do mass clinics. And they're, here, my soapbox, okay? And their handling of the distribution of this vaccine is abominable. I'm not saying this out of school. They've received letters and emails from me regarding that, as has our representatives. It's become a fiasco. Just today, I see on Facebook that a small, few store pharmacy is offering a vaccine clinic, no appointment necessary. And yet we get shorted vaccine all the time. Milwaukee County suburbs have received only about 35% of their requested vaccines. City of Milwaukee is doing a little bit better, as they should, but Milwaukee County is currently at about 9.8% vaccination rate, and the rest of the county is almost 13. It's a joke. So I appreciate the cooperation that Health Officer Day has gotten from our neighboring communities. They're all in the same boat, and they want to get this problem fixed. And I'm usually very critical of the county, but I do appreciate them getting us the facility at no charge, which it should be, and the Sheriff's Department to help out with security and traffic flow. So with that,
I do have one question.
Alderman Dendry.
Courtney or any or Mr. Mayor. We're not charging a fee for this, correct?
I think you got to turn it on, Courtney.
So, one of
wait,
the.
Wait.
Oh, am I on? Okay. So we are not being charged a fee from the county for the use of the facility. We do have a contract that is currently in review with our various legal representatives from our municipalities with the county for the use of the property. We would be charged for things like excessive electric bills or excessive cleaning above and beyond what they would normally do. But outside of that, we're not being charged anything.
And if we were, we'd probably be able to put it through the COVID expense?
Yeah, we have all four of the health departments have money from federal grant dollars to pay for these services.
And these vaccinations are totally free to the citizens?
That is correct, yeah. No fee for the vaccine.
Now, Mr. Mayor, I am not of the age to be able to even qualify for
what
a shot yet.
What are you rubbing
in? Yeah.
And you're
well,
healthy.
I am making sure that you guys all turn out okay.
Well, there's two up here that have received their first. Have you gotten your second?
Not yet.
I get my second on Tuesday. So.
Good. But are the pharmacies that are providing these vaccines, they're doing it for probably profit?
What they can charge for, they
cannot charge for the vaccine, but okay. They can charge an administrative fee. That's not incurred by the person receiving the vaccine. That goes to their insurance. So even the healthcare systems, the hospitals, the clinics, they're charging that fee and getting reimbursed for it. Health departments do not charge that.
So if someone has not met their deductible, are they then having to pay that service fee?
It's possible. All insurances are a little bit different, but I suppose it's possible.
Okay. No, that's all. I'll definitely make a motion to approve a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a temporary use for a COVID-19 virus vaccination clinic for property located at 6000 West Ryan Road, parentheses known as Milwaukee County Sports Complex.
Second.
Patty can have it.
You haven't gotten one.
Okay, well then that one's mine.
Comments, Commissioner Haley, before we take a vote?
I'm fine with this. This is great.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.